on KABF 88.3, the voice of the beat.
This is Wade Rathke. This is live Wade's World, KABF 88.3, www.kabf.org. We got 100,000 watts of people power broadcasting from our studios in Little Rock, Arkansas. This will be podcast next week, Monday or Tuesday. You know the story on Wade's World every Friday, 9 to 9:30. We talk to the most interesting people in the world, and today we're talking to Mark Ballandino. He's a locksmith from Northern Virginia, and whoa, does he have a story. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Wade.
Glad to have you. I just happened to catch a blurb coming through my email earlier the week and reached out for Mark. Mark has filed suit against some of the richest companies in the world. One of them's Google, and it has to do with search, which is what their big moneymaker is. Mark, give us a thumbnail on why you felt you had to sue the Google people and others.
Well, my company's been in business since 1961. My father started it, and, you know, we've grown over the years. You know, we now have 15 locations throughout the D.C., Baltimore area. And I noticed about 5 years ago, you know, going through the search engines, that they had a massive amount of phony listings, and that is a listing that the name is not registered in the state, doesn't exist, like 007 locksmith service. The address they use is not their address.
Crazy. And yeah, it didn't help your business, did it?
No, it's a form of lead farming. And what this organization did, and I've heard, you know, 5 to 6 of them throughout the United States operating, and they will pepper every city with thousands of phony listings. Unfortunately, the phone number works, but if you're in a locale and you go to a search engine such as Google and you say locksmith Alexandria, Virginia, and lo and behold, you get the map, you get the organic, you get the, you know, pay-per-clicks, but on the general page, those show up as valid listings. So you go, wow, there's a locksmith a mile away from me. I'm going to click on them, see their phone number, call them up, and have them come out and perform service on my home or business.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, you that's just the way, you know, human nature is. Well, why call somebody 60 miles away? They may even be free, but you're going to call the guy closest to your location.
Gotcha. But there are not that many of y'all who are really in the locksmith trade, you were telling me earlier. What were the numbers?
In the state of Virginia, there's about 325 licensed locksmiths. In Maryland, there's about 125. But, for example, if you were to go to Zip Local, which is another directory online search engine, for businesses and say, I need a locksmith in Alexandria, Virginia, you'd get 311 locksmiths showing up. When in fact, there's only 3 with a physical walk-in location you can go to in Alexandria, Virginia.
And Alexandria is not that big a town. It's right across the river, so to speak, across the Potomac from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. And what do you reckon, 200, 250,000, or is it bigger than
that?
Yeah,
it's a city, you know, and but the borders can't be more than 5 miles, you know, in edge to edge. So how can there be 311 locksmiths and in that square mileage? It just is impossible. In fact, there's only 20 locksmith locations throughout all of Northern Virginia. You know, Fairfax County, Loudoun, Prince William, Arlington City, Alexandria City. So,
and these are some of the highest average per capita income counties in the country in some cases. So sure, they're going to have services, but not in the hundreds. And so what they're doing is, what did you call it, data mining, or they're trying to build?
It's a two-part crime is what I'm saying. It's lead farming. Lead farming, and if you have a business and you, no matter what it is, it could be plumbing, it could be heating and air conditioning, and you say, Wade, what's a good way for us to get business? I don't know. Let's go and create 50 fake locations in Alexandria, and people will see them, and just by odds or mathematical equations, you know, if you go to Las Vegas, you know, you play those odds, we have 50 chances of getting a phone call to one other legitimate business's one. So we're going to get the phone calls, we'll be able to run the service.
Well, and that's like the old scam where people would call themselves a triple A locksmith or a quadruple A locksmith and try to get to the top of the old phone directories when yellow pages used to mean something. But you put the head on the nail here, because you're calling this racketeering, aren't you?
Yeah, it takes on a little bit different form. I ask myself, well, okay, you have this one group putting up all this phony information. Why are the search engines publishing it? Why is Google doing it? Why is Yellow Book? You see it in actually every directory when you go to. I got to tell you, Bing, Yahoo, City Search, Yelp, Angie's List even.
And, oh, wow, because Angie's List, people pay to supposedly get the prime of the prime, huh?
It's so interesting. You know, if I talk to you for about 3 hours and you're going to take your hand and put it on your forehead and go, oh, my God. But, yeah,
I may do that in 30 minutes, though. This is a 30-minute show.
I would try to do my best to explain.
You're doing fine, really, Mark. So all these services then accept this lead market. I mean, they must know, or at least I bet your suit is saying they do know, that these are scam companies.
They absolutely know. I've had court action with Yellow Book and Zip Local, and under oath, they have testified they have purchased the list from Axiom. Axiom is a data provider. You can go give me all the businesses in Atlanta or Northern Virginia, and poof, you get a list of everything they have.
Now, hey, Axiom, you're talking Little Rock here. Axiom has a big building right along the Arkansas River, you know, not a stone's throw away.
Yeah.
Axiom is based here in Little Rock. So, okay, we're bringing it home now, Mark.
Yeah, you can go online and request locksmiths, and you'll get upward over 33,000 for the USA. There can't be more than 3,000 legitimate locksmith businesses for the whole USA. So maybe it starts there. Maybe it goes on. They have an online portal, but fail to verify the information. And you go back to, well, why do they put it all on? And that's the result of the suit. It's racketeering, I believe, that they create a condition to profit. And that goes back to the old mafia days in New York City where you have pay for protection for your business and so on and so forth. But it's just a different version. You have to pay these search engines to go to the top of the page, AdWords, banner listings, bold listings, whatever. And if you don't want to pay, you get buried in this massive amount of false information. The real information isn't enough, so they create a bunch of fictional stuff so you don't get seen unless you pay.
Okay, I'm just going to say this probably in the same way you're doing, but in a different way. So basically, when you pull up Locksmith, you're in Northern Virginia or here in Little Rock, what you may see in the top doesn't have anything to do with quality. It just really probably has to do with who's paid that little bit of extra to Google or whoever your search is to move them up the list.
Correct. The top of the page is pay per clicks, and the right side of the page is pay per clicks. Okay.
And the right side of the page usually says if those are paid advertising, doesn't it?
In general, it's supposed to, but they try to make it as vague as possible.
Right.
Because they don't want people to know they're paid AdWords because Google wants you to click on those because that's how they make money.
But a legitimate locksmith like Valentino's locksmith, they're essentially, the hustle here is they're making you have to go into your pocket to compete with essentially zombie locksmiths.
Correct. Correct.
Wow. And how, I don't want to get into your business, Mark, but I bet that's a pretty penny just to stay ahead of it because so much business is driven by the web now, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, the print books have just gone by the wayside. And if you ask 100 people coming out of a mall, how do you find your service provider? It's either on the internet, maybe their cell phone, which is just another version of the internet. So you have to rely on that to get business today. Back to your other question, how much does it affect locksmiths? And I would say any service company. Now, I have taken surveys at the National Convention, LOLA, Associated Locksmiths of America, got a room full of 60 companies in there, and I asked everybody, I said, okay, everybody that this has affected your revenue 10%, raise your hand. A couple people. All right, 20%, three or four more. 30%, half the room. 40%, the other half. Couple 50 or more. So if you're doing a, let's just say, which is a ridiculous number, you know, 100,000 a year in revenue, okay, that's going to cost you 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, or, you know, basically 30, 35% of your revenue that they're costing every service company in the USA.
That's a wild figure, but where is that business going? Because if you're losing, if so many people are raising their hands, they're losing 20, 30, 40%, I'm hearing you, somebody still has to get their lock changed or fixed or, you know, get into their car. Where is that business going?
Well, it's a organization set up nationally, and you can go on YouTube and see Locksmith Scammer, and you will get countless videos of sting operations that the news or TV stations have done virtually in every city. And they would call up one of these, you know, phony locations, and they answer the phone, unfortunately. And they send out guys that are in an unmarked car. They're no uniform. They don't really know what they're doing. If you watch it, and they use bait and switch tactics. They'll say, well, yeah, we'll come out, you know, $35, $15 to unlock your car. You know, so you're thinking, wow, $50, I get my car unlocked. All right. So they show up and go, oh, my goodness, you have a double-sided key. It's $160. Well, every car key today is double-sided, you know, so they're holding you up. You're locked out of your car. It's a woman. She has a child with her. It's dark. You know, she's going to pay. So it's kind of like they not only lead farm on the internet and all the search engines, they use bait and switch tactics, and it's documented over and over. My company gets one customer minimum a week that I hear about saying, can you come out to my house? I called this company, and it came out, and I was locked out, and they actually would twist the knob off, break the lock. Oh, you're in. Well, how about replacing the lock? No, we can't do that. And go. And yet there is a $600 bill when normally we would charge about $150, if that. So
there's actually two problems we're dealing with. One is this lead farming, because when we first started talking, I thought these were just sort of empty suits, zombie companies where they were collecting your names. But there's a second problem, isn't there, which is the scamsters that are basically just trying to troll the internet to be able to jack up the price for people who need a legitimate service. Is that
correct?
Are they the same people or are they different people?
There's, my knowledge, there's five national organizations doing this and one kind of semi-local in Arizona and Colorado. And they will hire in, try to train these guys, you know, the MO is, well, we're going to get the job no matter what. If we have to lie about our name and our location, we have to lie about the pricing and the time we're going to get there, but we're going to subvert all the regular traffic from legal locksmiths, legal businesses, and get it ourselves and make a lot of money. And yeah, we don't care. We may never get a call back in 7 years until this person needs us again, but then they won't even know who to call then because we'll still have 500 locations throughout Northern Virginia.
Right.
So it goes on and on.
We're talking on Wage World today to Mark Ballandino, who is a second-generation locksmith out of Northern Virginia, 15 locations or so. And he and his team have stepped it up, and they've sued Google and others because of search engine problems. Now, Mark, I noticed when I was first looking at your stuff, 8.4 million is what you're estimating to be your loss because of these various scams. Now, over what period of time was that, Mark?
That's from 2007 is when we really started to notice a drop-off. And we, at the time, were running 19,000 service calls a year. And it's continually dropped off to where we're running 13,000 a year today.
In a growing population, because the Washington, D.C. area is still booming, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You can't say there's really too much of a recession here due to our government workers. But, you know, it's no way my business drops a third. There's no way, even with any kind of economic downturn and all that. It wasn't 33%.
And when you lose almost a million a year over that seven-year period, you notice that, don't you?
Correct. Yeah.
So what are you? So you're in court. Have you actually had any hearings yet, or what's happening?
We just had the first initial court date, and it really was a pretrial conference hearing, and everybody showed up. Google, Zip Local, Yellow Book, and it was just merely to say, okay, here are the. What, you know, you have to have the witness list in by this date. You have to have the deposition questions here. Anything you wanted. Okay, so it was kind of a schedule. And, you know, we're allowed to call in a good slew of witnesses.
I bet.
We will. I mean.
And mainly your witnesses are going to be people who have been hurt, or what are you looking at on your side, if I could ask?
Everybody from these search engines that I feel like are really aiding and abetting or allowing this problem to go on actually for their own benefit. We plan to call in Larry Page, who's the head of Google.
Right on.
We want to hear it from him. Why do you allow in your search engine all this bogus information? And it's cut and dry.
Well, okay. And there's nobody, you know, at least I can tell you, there's almost nobody alive, at least if they show up on a Google search, who doesn't feel the pain of some of the weird, wacko, and just false stuff that just, you know, is an avalanche that, you know, shows up on almost anybody's name these days. I mean, people can say anything, God love them, that's freedom of speech, but boy, there's no filter at all, and that's one of the interesting controversial issues everywhere. But now, what do you reckon they're going to claim, that they just do no due diligence at all when it's all about the money? Anybody who wants to come in, they don't care if you're, you know, legit or not?
That's what they're going to state, but unfortunately it won't work for them. There's a provision which they all fall back to, Section 230 of the Federal Communications Decency Act, which I say there's not too much decent about it. But it states that if information is provided by a third party, that it's okay to put it in, no matter what it is. You know, it's kind of like the news going, well, we just report the news, we don't write it. But that's changed a little bit under the Lanham Act, when basically the Lanham Act is federal, and it states that one business is not allowed to damage another business. Basically, the commercial slander and libel type laws that affect individuals. Then you have racketeering, which states basically that you cannot create a condition to profiteer. So between those two, the Communications Act, Section 230, doesn't hold up. You can't just hide behind it and say, we can do anything we want, we can publish a flat-out lie, and you can't do anything. So that's what we're challenging with all the search engines, is how truthful do they have to be? And I say they have to be truthful if it causes damage to consumers, citizens, every citizen, everybody who uses the internet, and of course, the businesses that depend on them.
Well, you know, and Europe seems to be a long way down the road ahead of us here. I mean, there's been a suit that involved Google and Facebook and all of them, saying that they had to correct, wrong listings and had to have a procedure where businesses and individuals could contact them and have misleading or false entries excised, removed from the web. And I know that's been controversial, but that's the law now in terms of the EU, mm-hmm. the European Union, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, Europe, Australia, they have different laws where they just say, you can't say anything and you're immune. They actually say, you can say anything, it just has to be the truth, okay?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that would be the hardest standard, would you, Mark?
Right, yeah. Right. And that, I mean, we were raised on that from when we were kids all the way up. So I don't know how they can get away with it and feel good about it. Of course, they're doing it to make money. That's my contention. They just, greed takes over and they'll do anything to make a buck. And that's what you see. And this is across the board of over 160 different search engines. All the way down.
And is that your best hope? Is that somehow they give you some kind of system that allowed you to push the scammers off of the search engines?
Well, let's go into verification. I mean,
okay,
how do you
good.
Know what to print? Okay, now I have sent them a simple way to verify any business listing, and it goes all the way to, okay, are they licensed in the state if the state has licensing? Every business has to register in the state, either as a C-Corp or a private enterprise or under a fictional trading name. And most important, almost in every state, and I know they don't have it in Virginia and Maryland, is a state sales tax ID number, which none of them do. So, I mean, in Virginia, that's a $2,500 fine if you're running a business and you don't have a state sales tax ID number. Of course, the state is not collecting taxes on sales tax, on state, and then even on federal tax, they're not paying taxes because they're not even registered. Who's collecting taxes? So that's probably why our tax rates have gone up, because they're not collecting taxes from half the businesses out there, not registering. So it's a little bit of a state problem, too, where they're not going after these guys collecting tax money. But let's go back to verification. Need I digress here? All right, so here's how you do it, okay? You can call up the business. Say, can I come by and visit? I need to duplicate a key. No, we're mobile only or whatever, we close. So you don't have that location. Well, you're on the map. A map is supposed to be absolute, just not a general area. It's not a weather map that changes every day. It's supposed to be an actual physical road or building or business location. You can go on your own search engine and do a reverse address lookup. You know, I've done this hundreds of times. Okay, you put in the address they claim they're at, and lo and behold, a CVS pharmacy or a donut shop or a gas station pops up as that address. You can even go on Google and do their map view, where they have the pictures of the street, and so you can actually see what's there on Google's own search engine, which is totally ridiculous. There's no locksmith there. There's a great picture of the shopping center, and there's the address. You can even see the address, and there's no locksmith there. So why do they place it? The ultimate thing is go by, knock on their door. If it's a problematic category, go by, knock on the door. Is there a locksmith there? Okay, no. We take it off. Or it doesn't even get on till they verify it. But we're going along, and we got Google down. We submitted over 30,000 fake locations to Google. And this is through the Associated Locksmiths of America. And I'm on the spam task force for AOLA. And we would report all these listings to Google, and they would actually go over on an Excel sheet to India, and then they would delete them all off. Now, it was sort of working, but then they changed platforms from Google Maps to MapMaker to Google Plus, and they all started to appear again, and I said, that's just it.
Now, Mark, when did they come to this compromise with you? Was that a couple years ago or fairly recently?
Yeah. A couple years ago, and it seemed to be working. Of course, we found that if we took off 200, another 200 would appear, almost like the very next day. So then we had to report another 200. And also we're going, well, this is an endless task. It's kind of like whack-a-mole. You get some off, then another one appears, another appears. But the same effect, I'm still battling 200 phony listings to my one because a new set reappears the next day.
Well, now, and furthermore, Google and the rest of them are asking you and your associates to be the police rather than them doing the right thing as responsible business people themselves, aren't they?
Well, I agree. And again, I think they wanted to cloud up their directories because their advertising department found it was good for revenue generation.
I hear you 100%. So it sounds like you're becoming more of an expert on the internet than locks, Mark. I mean, this has got to be taking a lot of time for you, brother.
I spend about 2 hours a day on it, collecting data, legal stuff, information, talking to other locksmiths, talking to other trades, HVAC, plumbing, and they all have it. They all have it. Bad in moving, bad in carpet cleaning, any service to your home or business, this can be done. I have one aspect of how they got validation done from a rogue locksmith. I won't even call him locksmith, but he went to Zillow, the real estate listing company.
Mm-hmm.
And he would look for a home that was for sale but unoccupied. And he would send into Google, this is my location, this is my, give him a street address and so on and so forth. And they would send him out a PIN card to verify it, right? That's Google's way to say, well, we're trying to make sure these are real. And he would go to the post office, change the forwarding address of that home, because no one was there to even care if they're getting mail or not, to his P.O. box. He gets the PIN card, calls up Google, says, hey, I'm real, put me on the map. Totally circumvented any kind of validation procedures. And I've seen on Craigslist where they'll say, you want to earn $25? Let us send a PIN card to your house. Call us up when you get it. Now they have a location wherever they want, and they pay $25 gift certificate to Starbucks to whoever would participate in that. So
crazy. I bet when your dad talked to you about taking over the business, he didn't tell you a quarter of your time every day was going to be spent on the web dealing with this kind of mess.
I never thought it possible. I mean, can I just get back to, great service? I mean, we have great techs. We have about 85 people in the company, but I'm stuck dealing with this problem because my job right now is to make the phone ring.
Gotcha, Mark. And how to making your phone ring? How do we have anybody with the same problem get in touch with you before we end Wage World for another Friday? Is there an email address they can reach out to you or phone?
Sure. You can always email me M as in Mark Baldino at baldinos.com.
And that's Baldino is Baldino.
Correct. Yeah. And you just put an M in front of it, and then at Baldino's with an S, .com. You go to our website, www.baldinos.com. You can see me there. I probably talk too much, but just click off, and you can find a link to send information to. And I really don't mind any phone calls right now. You're welcome to call the office. I'll pick up. If not, get a recording. I'll always call you back, and that's 703- 550-0770. extension 3670.
Fantastic, Mark. Look, I'm going to get you back on again. Let me know in a couple of months when you all go to court, and we'll do another Wage World with you. This has been Wage World every Friday. Next Friday is going to be another look, at this time at Los Angeles. We have the great Alexia coming on, and we can't be dilly-dallying around. So this has been Wage World, www.kabf.org.
You're listening to KBF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Rosemary, go back to bed. You know you're not supposed to be up and around.
Is the mother? Rosemary.
Shut up.
Rosemary.
Shut up.
KBF presents Movies in the Garden, featuring Rosemary's Baby. October 25th, 8 p.m. at the South on Main Patio Garden Bar. David Burnett's infamous Rosemary's Baby cocktail returns.
What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
$3 at the patio garden gate. Popcorn is provided by Fuller & Son.